Yes, sir. Happy Thursday.
This music.
Hey, how about this?
How about this?
I like that.
You got to listen to the real song.
Yeah.
I do?
I'm going to send you the real song of this instrumental.
Yeah.
It's a rap song.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
They used this in the Charlie's Angels movie like 25 years ago, and Sam Rockwell has this really cool dance scene to it. Anyways, it made me be like, this is the coolest bad guy ever. He comes sliding into this song. Go find it on YouTube. It's a great clip. He's drinking Coke out of a straw, the soda, and I thought, that's pretty cool. I'm going to start doing that. It's a great song and a great way to start the day, which, you know, last night didn't go so well. The Astros embarrass themselves, and then the game started, and they get swept by the Guardians on top of it as well.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
And then the game started.
What he said.
Honestly, I didn't even get to the TV yet. I was doing some things around the house, and Figgy texts us and say, Jake Myers is already injured. And I looked at my phone like, what? Did they even start the game?
Dude, I cut the game on and started doing some stuff around the house. And I look up at the TV, all I hear is, oh, no. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, what are the trainers doing out there already?
Yeah.
I'm like, the game ain't even start yet.
He didn't even barely run.
No. This is, we talk a lot about the Astros medical staff and the embarrassing moments and the seemingly misdiagnosis, but this is the pinnacle of what seems to be just embarrassment for this medical team and seems to be a lack of knowing what they're doing. The fact that Jake Myers returns the lineup last night and as he heads out to center field seems to injure himself even worse than before and has to come out of the game before the first pitch is even thrown.
Well, here's where I am with this. It's not a punchline anymore with these guys. That ended last night. It's not a running joke. It's not like, oh, what are the Astros going to say now about this injury or that injury? Because obviously some have been very, very serious injuries, but it's kind of been like a punchline for people watching this team, for fans, for people like us that are, you know, covering this team and talking about this team. It's a big problem. It's a very big problem, and I frankly just got angry. I mean, we've messed around with what the Astros are and how they. You know, they hide things and talk in code and, oh, it's forearm soreness and he's starting to hit off a tee and it's throwing off flat ground. And then do you realize that Luis Garcia is in his 26th month, his 26th month of recovery and rehab from Tommy John surgery?
Yeah.
More than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not funny anymore, guys. That's where I am. It's a big problem, and it's a problem that can affect this team short-term and long-term.
For sure.
You know?
I mean, the Yordan setbacks, Garcia, you could point to McCullers. We'll see about Pena. I mean, that doesn't look so bad, but it's the fact that they first came out and said nothing's broken, and then 2 days later, it's like, well, actually, there's a fracture. He's going on the IL. Now we'll see about Jake Myers. And it's not something new. I mean, even Jake Myers is actually the perfect player for this because we had the whole situation back in, 2022 when they said that, you know, maybe they rushed him back and they were going to review some things at that time, James Click. And then, you know, then they had some changes. So I don't think they ever had that internal review on how they handle players coming back from injuries. And it's only gotten worse since then to the point now where we've reached this apex of it seems like Jake shouldn't have been out there, maybe rushed him out too soon, just like Yordan probably shouldn't have been swinging a bat both times when he had the setbacks, just like maybe
Kyle Tucker.
Kyle Tucker, sure. McCullers, Javier, any of these guys, why do these injuries take so much longer? It is ridiculous, and it is so head-scratching that an organization seemingly runs so well everywhere else just has this blind spot where they almost like willingly ignore to address this issue where everyone else we see, like, this is a real problem. You have to do something, and I don't know why or how, like, Jim Crane is not flipping over a table or ripping his hair out. Like, what is going on here and trying to do something to improve this and address the issue, because it seems like it's the definition of insanity. We're just doing the same thing over and over again. We're getting the same results where these guys just get further injured or the returns are pushed back. It's not only embarrassing, but it's costing them games too.
Well, let's put it very bluntly, because sometimes it just has to be put bluntly. The Houston Astros, the way they evaluate injuries, the way they rehab players, the way they return them to play, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
They are a Major League Baseball laughingstock for how they conduct themselves when it comes to injuries.
Yeah.
Period. Paragraph. They are a joke. And that's something that, as you said, it has to change. But here's the question. Will it change?
Haven't seen any reason to believe so. You would think it would have changed by now.
Mm-hmm.
It is a joke. It is a laughing stock. You would expect something like this from, you know, the team formerly known as the Oakland A's.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know, pick another team that the White Sox, right? That's like always in dysfunction, doesn't know what they're doing. The Astros do everything else so well, and yet for some reason we keep having these embarrassing moments where they're just not addressing or handling these injuries correctly. And I've said this before, it's one thing if it's like, all due respect, you know, like Zach Short or Mauricio Dubon even, yeah, something like that. But these are, Jake Meyers is having the best, he's leading center fielders in batting average right now. You know, he's having his best year, finally was going to get back out there. Obviously, we know about Yordan. Pena's having a career year. He goes down with this injury, and not that it was their fault that he had the rib injury, but we'll see how they handle his return if you have faith that they'll be able to do that. And it's just the fact of the matter of not only the amount of injuries that happen, who they're happening to, and how you're handling it. You got to be really careful with Yordan, with your starting center fielder. And, man, you just scratch your head. Like, how does this keep happening? To the point last night where he can't even make it through a pitch. Yeah. He obviously shouldn't have been out. He goes jogging out to center field, and it was so bad that he had to be helped off. Couldn't even make it to the dugout.
He couldn't walk.
No.
He had to go to the tunnel.
Yeah, he couldn't walk.
In fact,
it's a joke.
It is. Let's hear from Jake Meyers himself. We got a lot of audio on this topic, as you could imagine. Joe Espada addressed it. They talked to Jake Meyers, and props to Jake Meyers, even the Astros, for making him available. I was surprised by that. And I know some people have pointed to, like, it can't be that serious if he's talking to the media after the game. I appreciate that optimism, and I hope it's true. I mean, just yesterday, kind of tongue-in-cheek, we were saying, you know, calf injuries lead to these Achilles injuries.
Yeah.
And then you see him go down like that in center, and I thought, oh, my gosh, it happened to him too.
Yeah.
But here was Jake Meyers, Figgy, just the first Jake Meyers cut where he was talking about what it was like beforehand in order for him to get ready for this game and be back in the lineup.
Absolutely. Yeah. I felt good, you know, prepared for the game like any other day.
I know it's not the cleanest audio, but that's Jake in the clubhouse talking to the media after the game. As he said, it felt like, you know, any other game. Here's the second Jake Meyers cut on what exactly he did to get ready for the game yesterday.
I mean, a bunch of sprinting, like a good amount of sprinting, good, you know, dynamic warm-up, cuts in and out. Felt good doing all that. Good, you know, 20, 25-minute workout. I went through the day like any other day. So trying to get more information tomorrow.
20, 25-minute workout. Everything seemed good. Here's the clip, the last one we have, that is certainly the most telling. Jake was asked if this injury feels worse than the one he suffered Sunday, a question he didn't really want to answer.
Does it feel worse than it did yesterday?
That's all I got.
All right, so this is where
he looked over to the PR staff.
Yes, according to reporters there, he looked at the PR staff, got whatever signal or sign or nod or whatever, and decided not to
had the throat slash.
Yeah, decided not to answer it. And that's where it is most frustrating if you're an Astros fan. We don't even know what the process is for getting a player back on the field. We don't know if the player has a bigger say than other places, because we all know at some point players are always going to say, yeah, I'm good. And it's up to the organization, the medical staff, et cetera, to take that decision out of their hands. So we don't even know if this was mostly his call, Espada, you know, Dana Brown, medical staff, doctors, athletic trainers, whatever it was, we don't even know. And he said, do I have to answer that? Well, you answered it by asking that question.
Yep.
You know, and it's an embarrassment, man. And it's not even, to me, it's not even funny anymore. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, this is something, I mentioned short term and long term. Well, in the short term, it may not be that big a deal in the grand scheme. They're still comfortably in first place and all that. But they just got swept by the Guardians. That's three in a row at home.
Oof.
where you've gotten, you've made a lot of hay. Now, long-term, this is where it gets really dicey. With the way they're handling injuries and the way the injuries continue to be kind of unpredictable, and you certainly can't believe anything they say in terms of where the progress is on these players, this is a team that cannot compete in the postseason. They can't. You know, not with these guys they're running out there. They just can't compete in the postseason.
No, certainly not. Yeah, they need Myers, Pena, Alvarez. They need all these guys back. Some of that pitching staff. Yeah, it's forgive the comparison, but it's almost like that news anchor we were talking about the other day with who was drunk on air. And it's, you know, like it's like any people. I've known people in my life that unfortunately have had substance problems. Like, it's funny at first because they get drunk and they make a fool of themselves. And then you realize, like, actually, this is a really serious problem.
Yeah.
And it's same with the Astros, where, like, it's funny to joke around the last couple of years and talk about, like, how embarrassing this medical staff is. And can you believe they botched this situation? But we have reached that point where, yeah, it's not funny anymore. It's a serious issue that you just can't fathom how this continues to occur. Someone on the text line said, can the media request to speak with the Astros head medical staff?
They have.
Yeah, and Chandler Rome had this in his article, which was really good. The Astros refused to make any member of their medical staff available, citing the sports collective bargaining agreement. However, the Pirates, Twins, Reds, and A's, amongst others, are teams that apparently have found a loophole because they make their head athletic trainers available in informal and formal settings. So they can make them available. The Astros are choosing not to, hiding behind this supposed clause that we're not allowed to, even though other teams do it.
Yeah, and that's part of the joke. You know, you're hiding behind. Remember, you know, Dusty used to say HIPAA. You know, which was not true. You can share stuff. And by the way, these athletic trainers and doctors and medical personnel, they look foolish.
Yes,
they look. How many setbacks can you have before you just throw up your hands?
Yeah.
And say, I really wish I could explain this when other teams have their staffs doing it. And you're not. Yordan had a setback, huge. Kyle Tucker last year had a setback. This was another setback. We've talked about it repeatedly. These guys look bad. The organization looks bad, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon.
For sure. Yeah, it's crazy. 346 says, why do you let it bother you so much? It is what it is. It shouldn't be this way.
It is what it is.
Well, talk about bothering you.
That illustrates my point. When you say it is what it is, you're just saying nothing.
Yes.
You're saying nothing. It is what it is. Let me put it this way. No team in baseball has had more players on the IL this year than the Houston Astros. Is that it is what it is? No, that's the worst in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
No team in baseball, and this is not scientific, but we certainly know it from our experiences, has had more players seemingly on track and have a setback. I mean, this is not it is what it is. That's a cop out. That's an absolute cop out. Now, what can happen here? Well, the MLBPA, the Players Association, they can step in if a player says that he feels misled by the team. I don't know if that's going to happen. The MLB, and Figgy and I were talking about this, the MLB can step in and ask for some clarity on these things if it has reason to believe that something egregious has happened. I don't know if it would be, that's a pretty high bar, I think, for, you know, the Astros might say, hey, it was just a series of coincidences or whatever. And the medical staff and the athletic training staff, they have been neutered completely by the organization. One man has the power to change this. That's Jim Crane.
Mm-hmm.
The only guy that can change this, the only guy that can, And you mentioned it briefly, you know, James Click wanted to look into this and their, what do they call it, return to play
procedures. Yeah.
He intimated that he wanted to look at it. Then he got fired. And to our knowledge, they have never looked into it, evaluated it, whatever. That falls on the desk of one person, and that's Jim Crane. He's the only one that can fix this. And he hasn't done anything to date.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've shifted my opinion to that in the last couple of weeks or months of this year, where before I thought, like, okay, you know, the GM, Click, obviously was going to do something. But yeah, absolutely. And Sean's done a good job in the past of totaling up the amount of money that they have wasted on guys missing time, just, I think he did since COVID.
Yeah.
And just that number alone, which it was over $100 million, I forget the exact figure, and it's even higher now because guys, obviously, Yordan's missing more time paying. But just the fact alone that you're just throwing this money away as an owner, like, even if it wasn't affecting the teams, yes, the Astros are still winning a lot of games. But if I'm the owner, I'm like, what do we do? I'm wasting money paying these guys to be on the sideline, and we're causing them to miss even more time, therefore causing me to spend even more money on nothing. That's what I don't understand. He's obviously a guy who cares. He's not some sort of owner that, who was it? The guy that owned the Marlins, who didn't, you know, he lived elsewhere, didn't care. It was just kind of investment. He wanted to put his art up around the stadium. Jeff Loria, I think. they're invested here, which is why it's so vexing that this is not being taken care of at any point of the last 4 years, really, 5 years, really, going back to COVID. That's why Verlander went and did his thing elsewhere, his rehab. Jake Meyers, the latest one with the injury, before a pitch was even thrown last night. It's absurd what's going on with the Astros. Oh, by the way, they also got swept by the Guardians. You can text the show, 713-572-4610. It's not all doom and gloom. Let me try to give you some hope if you're an Astros fan. Some good news for the next couple of days as Christian Walker is supposed to make his return tomorrow. And this break might be exactly what he needed, and his return might be exactly what the Astros needed. We'll talk about it next. It's In the Loop.